Робин Гуд, глава 9, быстрый вариант. When Richard Coeur de Lion came back from the Holy Land, he found England in a sad state. Prince John ruled very badly. He made the people very unhappy, so people were happy when the king returned. He tried to put things right again. He decided to go to Nottingham to find out the truth about Robin Hood. With a dozen of his lords, he rode to Nottingham. He went to his castle. There were balls and parties in honor of the king. He went to hunt in Sherwood Forest, but he never met Robin Hood, and he wanted to meet Robin Hood most of all. Other people came to Nottingham with tales about Robin, but King Richard never met him. But Robin often saw the king. He was near him many times. But when Richard came into the forest, Robin and his men hid. They thought he would be very angry with them for killing his deer and for taking so much money from the Norman nobles and priests. So they kept out of the way. Because they loved the king, they never dreamed of stopping him and taking money from him. Robin gave orders to follow the king in dangerous part of the wood and protect him and fight for him if needed. There were many other robbers in Sherwood who were wicked men. One day the king said that he wanted to see Robin. The bishop heard him and said, "If you were but a bishop, your majesty, you can meet him oftener than you want to." The king laughed and said nothing. The next day, he and his 12 nobles dressed as monks went into the forest. They came not far before they met Robin. The king was very fine-looking. He was much taller than his nobles. Robin thought he must be an abbot. He was very glad to see him. Abbots always had much money, and Robin wanted some very much. "We are messengers from the king," said the king. "He sent us to say he wants to see you. As a sign, he sends you this ring." He held out his hand, and Robin saw that he had the king's ring. These rings were called signet rings. There was a sign which only the king can use. Everyone knew the King of England's ring. When Robin saw it, he knew it. It is a messenger from Richard. "God bless the king," said he and took his hat off. "God bless all those who love him. Curse be all those who hate him and revolt against him." "Then you curse yourself," said the king, "for you are the traitor." "I'm not a traitor," replied Robin. "And if you were not the king's messenger, you should pay for that lie. And now you had heard any man that honest is it true. I fight most against monks and abbots and take as much money as I can from them, because they steal it from poor people. They must live good lives and show others a good example, but they do not. They live wicked lives, and they must be punished. If they ruled England well while King Richard was away, we should not have to live in the woods as we do. But come," added Robin, smiling again, "you are the king's messengers and are welcome to all we have. You must come and have dinner with us. We will make you as comfortable as we can." The king wanted to see more of Robin. He thanked him and said they were very glad to come. "If you were not the king's messenger," he said with a laugh, "I fear we would not treat you so kindly." The king saw that dinner was prepared for many people. It looked like a large picnic, for everything was on the grass. Then boys dressed in green came with silver cups full of clean, fresh water. They knelt on one knee before each guest to wash his hands. The king was surprised to find everything so comfortable. The king saw that every man passed in front of Robin and bowed to him before he went to his place. He was very much surprised. He said to himself, "These men honor their master as if he were a king." When they were all in their places, Friar Tuck said grace in Latin. Then everyone sat down and dinner began. It was a very fine dinner indeed, with much flesh of deer. "You say you are no traitor," said he, "yet you shoot the king's deer." "I cannot starve my man," replied Robin. "Were Richard himself here, I think he would let these fine men have their food." "Perhaps not," replied the king with a laugh, "but it is a bold thing to do. However, it is well cooked. I never liked a meal better, so at least I must forgive you." When dinner was over, Robin took a can of ale in his hand and stood up. Let every man fill his can, said he. Here is a health to the king. God save the king. The king himself drank to the king. He knew he must, or Robin could understand who he was. So he stood up with the rest and drank his own health. Now, said Robin, we must entertain our guests. Get your bows and arrows, and we will show what we can do in the way of archery. Shoot your very best. Shoot as if King Richard himself were here. These gentlemen are his friends. They will tell him if you shot well or ill when they see him again. Well, Robin, said Richard, if I could get your pardon from the king, do you want to serve him and live this wild life in the woods? Richard needs true and good men. Yes, with all my heart, said Robin Hood. Man, he called out, do you want to serve King Richard of England, Richard Coeur de Lion? Yes, with all our hearts, they shouted. You see, Sir Rabbit, said Robin, turning to him, we're all loyal people here. So I see, replied the king. If you will be so kind to ask the king to forgive me, went on Robin, I think I will begin to love monks again. A bishop was the first cause of our troubles. That is what makes me hate them all. But from this day I shall try to like them again. Then the king felt he could not keep his secret. He took off the monk's hood and said, I am thy king, thy sovereign king, that appears before you all. When Robin saw that it was he, straight then he down did fall. Stand up again, said the king. I give you pardon gladly. Stand up, my friend. I doubt if in all England I have more true followers than you and your man. It is the king, said one man. It's the king, said the next one. The king, everyone is Robin's band knew that King Richard himself was standing before them. Richard turned to the man and said, I am King Richard. Are you ready to keep the oath you swore a few minutes ago? Are you ready to follow me as your master is and be my man? That we are, they all shouted. That we are. Long live King Richard. Three cheers for Richard Coeur de Lion. Robin and his men went to the town. Some people wanted to run away, but they did not know where to run to. Everybody wanted to see the sight. They came out of their houses and stood in the streets. They killed the king, some said. They are coming to take the town. They want to hang the sheriff and all the nobles too. They are going to beat all the monks. They will pull the monastery down. The king is riding at the head of them along with Robin Hood. Long live King Richard. Long live Robin Hood. Hooray, hooray. The only person who was sorry was the sheriff. What, Robin Hood, said he, the one whom I hate. But Robin Hood came to him and said, let us be friends. I want to be friends with everyone today. See, I brought you back the money you paid me for your dinner in the forest. The sheriff was happy to get his 300 pounds again. Now, said Robin, I gave you back your money, so you give me dinner for that one I gave you in the forest. Ask the king if he will honor you by coming for supper. If he does, I will come too, the sheriff said. If I ask the king to supper, it will cost me 300 pounds and more. Of course it will, replied Robin. See that it is a fine supper for a king. So the poor sheriff asked the king to supper. He came, and so did Robin Hood. It was a very fine supper, but the poor sheriff could hardly eat anything. It made him unhappy to see the king and his enemy Robin Hood such friends. But very soon Richard Coeur de Lion died. Prince John became king, as Richard had no sons. Prince John hated Robin, so he had to go to the greenwood with all his merry men.